This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. If you've ever wanted to call into my show, and you know the third hour is just so hard to get through. People calling from all over the country. We're in 80 million homes on Newsmax TV. But guess what? Tonight, at least for the moment, I'm not sure when we're going to get back in, but we've been interrupted by Donald Trump's speech in Michigan and Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so Newsmax is playing the speech as well they should. It's one of the few things in life I would accept an interruption for on Newsmax TV is my great friend Donald J. Trump, the greatest president in modern history of these great United States. And so when Trump is ending his speech, we'll be back up on Newsmax TV. Could be 20 minutes from now, could be 10 minutes from now, could be a half hour from now, might not be the whole hour. Who knows? But in the meantime, if you listen on the radio and you always have a hard time getting through, you can get through right now. 833-WAR-TALK. Make the call. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Let's talk about the big news stories of the day. First of all, the daily presidential tracking poll at Rasmussen, the most accurate poll in America for the 2016 election. They poll fairly, they poll unbiased, and they get the truth. 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And the key there is likely. I just can't stand all these other polls that show Trump in the 40s and the low 40s, and it's because they don't poll likely voters, they poll any registered voter. Any registered voter doesn't go out and vote. That's why Rasmussen has the secret recipe, the secret sauce. You get accurate poll results when you poll likely voters, people who have voted in the last two elections and say they're likely to vote again in this third upcoming election, right? So that means three in a row they're going to vote. That's a dependable voter. Someone who happens to be registered isn't dependable, and that's why the rest of them got it wrong. That's why Rasmussen's always right, and Trump is at 50% at Rasmussen, which is a fantastic number, and by the way, higher than Obama on the same day of his presidency. So the big news stories of the day, besides Trump's high popularity, first of all, the sea of red hats, thousands lined up for Trump's Grand Rapids rally, and they lined up as early as dawn when the rally wasn't going to be till 7 o'clock at night Central Time. Quite amazing. The ferocity, the passion, the fiery love, the energy for Donald Trump from Trump supporters is something that cannot be gauged in all these fake news polls all over the United States. It's quite amazing. Congratulations, President Trump. Here's the other big news story, in my opinion. Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder attacks Trump supporters and says, exactly when do you think America was ever great? Isn't that perfect? I may write about that for my column for Sunday's newspapers around the country. I have so many things to write about, I can't keep up with them all. But I just think that accurately sums up the entire Democratic Party. They're a bunch of freaks and frauds and liars and Saul Alinsky slanderers and illegals and felons and welfare addicts and people who hate the United States of America and communists and Marxists and socialists. It's disgusting. And they just don't get it. They don't understand why we're the greatest nation in all of all time. They don't understand why we're the most blessed nation of all time. They don't understand the connection to God. They don't understand the connection to Israel. They don't even get that we were ever great. We were ever great. Here's what Eric Holder had to say. And remember, he was one of the best friends in the world of Barack Obama, another Columbia University guy. Holder was on MSNBC yesterday and host Ari Melber. Who the hell's Ari Melber? Who are these people? But I guess people at MSNBC would say, who the hell's Wayne Allyn Root? They asked Ari Melber, because they've see, most people never move to the other channel, right? Nobody at MSNBC has ever watched Newsmax or Fox, and nobody at Fox or Newsmax has ever watched MSNBC. So host Ari Melber asked Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States. There's a lot of talk about America being a leader's democracy, quote-unquote. What kind of democracy is a nation where, in the 1800s, women and African Americans couldn't vote? And Eric Holder took the bait. He said, that's exactly right. And that's what I hear, these things about, let's make America great again. I think to myself, exactly when do you think America was great? It certainly wasn't when people were enslaved. It certainly wasn't when women didn't have the right to vote. It certainly wasn't when the LGBT community was denied the rights to which it's entitled. He then asked Holder if he thought Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, was racist. And Holder said, it takes us back to what I think an American past that never, in fact, really existed, this notion of greatness. You know, America's done superb things. It's done great things. It's been a leader in, you know, a whole range of things. But we are always a work in progress, a work in process. And looking back, Make America Great Again is inconsistent with who we are as Americans at our best when we look at the uncertain future, embrace it, and make it our own. Sounds just like Michelle Obama, who dissed America as her husband was running for president in 2008. She said, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of my country. Amazing. I've always been proud of my country, and it's not always perfect, and there are things I don't like about it, like Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and Eric Holder. But I'm still proud of my country. I still love it. I still think it's the greatest country in the world. Holder's comments also mirror those of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who last year declared America was never that great. We're not going to make America great again, said Cuomo. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We'll reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone, and every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed, and every woman's making her full contribution. So there's the new slogan for the Democratic Party. America was never that great. And if that's your slogan, good luck to you. Good luck to you, because let me tell you something. You're not going to win anything, because most Americans do think America was great. All right, Ken Starr, who was the former independent counsel investigating Bill Clinton and Whitewater and his affair and everything else, was interviewed in the media today and said President Trump never interfered with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of collusion. It is, in fact, a vindication of the president and a great thing for the country on collusion. The door is shut in terms of any kind of criminal prosecutions, no indictments, no sealed indictments, very good news. And then he says it's the beginning of the debate, however, of whether it was obstruction of justice because the decision was made to kick judgment to the attorney general. And here was his argument. My argument is, and it's the same one the attorney general, Bill Barr, made, he said there can't be obstruction because there was no collusion, therefore there was no crime. Therefore, how could there be obstruction if there's no crime in the first place? But Starr goes in a very different direction. He says that the Mueller investigation was all about Russian collusion. Was there an agreement? Was there conspiracy and why? And he put that to rest as a result of a very elaborate investigation. When you look at the resources that Mueller had, this was like the D-Day invasion. Spare no expense. Whatever personnel you need, General, you're going to have it. That, to me, is virtually conclusive on obstruction. How could the president have obstructed an investigation that was never interfered with and was elaborately financed? I think it should give the American people great solace and comfort that this investigation was able to proceed unimpeded with, as I say, all these elaborate resources. Great point that I didn't even think of. How could there be interference when the president is the president of the United States overseeing it all, and he gave you $27 million, and you were able to hire every great killer attorney, prosecutor you wanted, and go after the president, and have subpoenas for everybody, and call witnesses, and bring them in and question them, and nobody was over you, and no one stopped you. Great point. Another great man is Rand Paul. He'll introduce an amendment to the Mueller Report resolution. In other words, Democrats are putting out a resolution that says, we want the whole Mueller Report. Rand Paul says, that's great. That's great, but there's going to be something along with that, and I love it. I love it. It demands the public release of all of President Barack Obama's communications concerning the decision to investigate the Trump campaign. And public release of all communications or reports concerning the decision not to indict Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation. And it demands more information on the origins of the Obama administration's decisions concerning the investigation of Donald Trump and his campaign, particularly the use of the unverified and patently false Steele dossier. Then Rand Paul came out, boy, he's on a roll, and he said Obama's Justice Department sent spies into the Trump campaign to entrap him. Now, for the average person who doesn't get it, This was a giant swamp deep state fix to try and slander and destroy and incriminate and send to prison and impeach if he ever got elected President Donald J. Trump. If you don't get it, this is Watergate times 100,000. I can't make it any clearer. What do you think Nixon did in Watergate? He spied on the Democrats. So here are the Democrats as president spying on Trump. And you don't think it's a big deal? It's not a crime? Just like Nixon used the IRS to go after his opponents, and that was part of his impeachment, articles of impeachment, but of course he was never impeached because he stepped down. But Obama used the IRS to go after his opponents, including witness number one, Wayne Allen Root. From now on, just call me Deep Throat. Wayne Allen Root is witness number one. Obama used the IRS to try and destroy me. And that's the same thing Nixon did, except I'm sure Nixon did it much less than Obama did. Obama sent the IRS after every Tea Party group and every critic of his, thousands of people, and he tried to have us all destroyed. Every Republican donor. I'm a witness. I'm the only guy who pieced it together. I'm the only guy who knows and understands what happened. Because 50 different people or so came to me and sent me emails when they saw my articles about the IRS attacks against me. 50 separate people or more sent me emails and said, funny thing, Wayne, I never gave to a Republican in my life, but I gave $5,000 to Mitt Romney because I hate Obama's guts. And within 3 weeks, I had an IRS notice that I was being audited. That can't be a coincidence. 50 people all got audited after giving several thousand dollars to Mitt Romney, meaning high-profile donors? Obama went after every Republican donor. This is a massive criminal conspiracy. You've got to put these people in prison. Fit Obama for an orange jumpsuit. And Trump says he plans to declassify and release all the FISA docs. Also good news. All right, give me a call. 833-WAR-TALK. We're taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Lines are open. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I'm so used to being on national TV in the third hour, I feel like naked. I'm the emperor has no clothes. I don't know what to do. I'm talking into a mic and I'm on radio. I'm not on TV. And it's just so bizarre. So different. There's no TV camera on because Donald Trump is speaking. So, we're not on TV. We're interrupted. We're only on national radio, on USA Radio Network. So, it's one of the few times you can ever call in and get through. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, because we don't have the 80 million homes that Newsmax runs in. They're all watching Donald Trump right now. So, the phone lines are relatively empty, and we will take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Las Vegas, give us a call. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. 5-5. Adam Schiff is furious after the GOP calls for his immediate resignation in an explosive hearing. Democrat House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who made Donald Trump's now-debunked Russiagate witch hunt his one mission in life, furiously pushed back as all nine committee Republicans demanded his resignation, defending his past comments by lighting into the president and his family and campaign over its contacts with Russia. Calls from Republicans and President Trump for the Russiagate upset Schiff to resign as head of the House Intelligence Committee have been loud the days following the release of the four-page Mueller report summary. And on Thursday, the call was made right to the congressman's face in what Mediate described as an explosive clash. And the Hill dubbed it a striking display. At the start of the House Intel hearing on Thursday morning, Representative Mike Conaway, a Republican of Texas, called for Schiff to step down, a call which he said was supported by all nine Republican members of the committee. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty of the chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all 9 members of the Republican side of the committee. Wow. A visibly angry Schiff responded immediately after, at which point the clash exploded as the Russiagate-obsessed Democrat aggressively pushed back, defending his past comments by lighting into the president. My colleagues may think it is okay the president's son was ordered dirt as part of an effort to help Trump. You might think it's okay. I don't. It's so bizarre when you think of the opposition research done by the Democratic Party. It's bizarre. They made up the dirt. Yeah, Trump Jr. was offered dirt. What's wrong with going to a meeting and hearing what someone has to say if it disqualifies the person running against you or your father? What's wrong with that? But if you make up the dirt, that's a crime. Crazy. New poll is out. 61% of likely voters say no more investigations of Trump after the Mueller report. Let's see whose poll this is. Rasmussen, of course. 61%. Said it's time for congressional Democrats to move on to other issues and away from searching for evidence of collusion between Trump's associates in Russia. Very good. Glad to hear there's some smart people out there. Mad Maxine Waters finally gives up on impeaching Trump. Can you imagine? It's hard to believe. With the news that special counsel Robert Mueller concluded his investigation, she said, I think we do nothing now but concentrate on getting the information. So you know she'll be back again saying there should be impeachment. Getting that report. She said she has never been discussed as a strategy. Impeachment, she said, has never been discussed as a strategy for this caucus. It's only a few of us, whatever that means. Obviously, the members of the caucus told Waters to tone it down. They've all seen the polls. You know, these people are destroying their own careers and destroying the Democratic Party. But speaking of destroying, our country is being destroyed. There is an invasion at our southern border. It's not even Mexicans. It's 99% Central Americans at the border. You heard the very smart solution sent by my great friend Doug yesterday. Doug sent a note and he said, you got to let all the fruit rot at the border. Close down the border. Make everything rot. Make the cars rot. Take them apart. Take the wheels off. Take the backing off. Take the seats out. Make sure there's no drugs in every single car. Nothing gets through the border. Just destroy the Mexican economy. Bring it to a standstill. And sure enough, Donald Trump today, and I think he listens to my show or watches my show on Newsmax, Donald Trump said Mexican and Central American leaders do nothing to stop the migrants. It's so clear they're all coming from Central America. They got to go through the whole Mexico. Someone's got to stop them, and the way to do it is to force Mexico. You've just got to cut off all aid to Mexico, all military aid to Mexico. You got to cut off the border and don't let anybody in. Don't let any goods in. And you got to stop all American tourism to Mexico. Stop with the tourism. What are Americans go to Mexico for? Trump is now warning he may close the southern border. And DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is asking Congress for sweeping authority to deport unaccompanied migrant children. Get them out of the country. Get everyone out of the country. If they don't belong in America, why are they in America? I want to make America, America again, not foreign again.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is his first trip to Western Michigan since being sworn into office. The president holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies.
The Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. The special counsel completed its report and found no collusion and no obstruction. I could have told you that 2.5 years ago very easily.
More than a dozen people are facing drugs and weapons charges following a major gang bust in central Iowa. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum says
15 defendants have been charged with drug and gun offenses in federal court. And that group of defendants includes the leaders of C Block, which is a violent criminal street gang.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can speak
with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. We have a great guest for you, Mike Rogers, United States Congressman, a conservative, a Christian, father of three, married for over 35 years, my kind of guy. Since first being elected in 2002, Congressman Rogers has been known for his tireless advocacy for the people and interests of Alabama's 3rd Congressional District. He currently serves as the ranking member of the Committee on Homeland Security, senior member of the Armed Services Committee, and I think most important when I look at his bio, Congressman Mike, is that you're a small businessman, and I love small businessmen because I'm a small businessman, and I think that's the economic engine of America. Very rare to find a congressperson who is A, a small business person, and B, who brags and admits publicly he's a small business person. What do you think about that?
I think it's where 80% of the jobs in this country are generated, and we need to nurture it.
There it is. I'm with you. And are you finally glad we're rid of this albatross hanging over all of our heads as Republicans and Trump fans and supporters of America and backers of everything good in this world, patriotism and Judeo-Christian values and capitalism? And all of a sudden, instead of worrying about all of that and open borders and what's happening with the economy, all the media talked about all day long for 2 years now was the Mueller inquiry and the Mueller investigation and the cloud hanging over Donald Trump's head, our president of the United States. Are you relieved it's finally over?
I am, but I'm also aggravated that it happened in the first place. You know, we have got to get away from this special prosecutor business. But if we're going to do it, we ought to put a limit of money and time on it. You know, this going on for 22 months, over $25 million was insane, particularly since there was really never any evidence of any misbehavior. It was a political witch hunt meant purely to, first of all, impede the president from getting things done, hopefully to distract him, but try to make sure they could get him removed from office or, at a minimum, not get reelected. That's all it was ever about. It's why the news media was complicit in the whole thing. And by the way, it all just confirmed what Donald Trump had been saying all along, fake news. You can't believe what these people are saying, and this just confirmed it. But I think we need to take the pause now as a nation and do an examination of how we let this stuff happen to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Well, I agree with you, and the only area where I might say I differ a little bit is that I hate these special counselors slash prosecutors, but I think it's time for us to turn the tables and open an investigation of the investigation. Which, you know, because you said it's time to make it go away, and I understand it's been a long national nightmare, but that's because we were going after the wrong people. I think it was, A, meant to distract us from the economy and the great job Trump's doing. I agree with you. B, drag Trump down and remove him from office. I agree with you. But let's not leave out C, why this happened. Distract us from who the real criminals are. Who the real criminals might be, let's put it in a much more questionable way, might be, I think massive crimes are committed by the people who are spying on Trump and unmasking Trump's people and the people who are preparing the FISA documents and the dossier. And that all leads back to Hillary and Obama and their whole crews. Even though you and I both hate special counselors, shouldn't we turn around and ask Attorney General Barr to name a special counselor to investigate how this all happened?
I don't think he has to. I think he can assign it to in-house lawyers, just like, you know, they pick Mueller. They can pick somebody in-house and give them the resources, the department staff, and say, I want you to pursue this. It doesn't have to be an outside person. I've always hated special prosecutors, special counsels, and I think they're a dangerous weapon. You know, just like with Mueller, he was given the task of probing whether or not there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And he spent 2 years going after about everybody in the world except that, because there was nothing there. So he just used this resources that he had and the latitude to go after, I can't remember the fellow's name now, the campaign manager for Trump.
Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort. Nick Cohen and all these other people.
Roger Stone. And the list goes on and on.
That was not what they were put in place to do. And I just think that it's always dangerous to have special prosecutors. The Justice Department has a legion of fine attorneys they could assign this task to. But, you know, you and I are in much more agreement than you characterize. That's what I said. I think we should pause now and find out how this happened and stop it from happening again. Do exactly what you're saying. I just don't want to use a special prosecutor to do it.
I get it. All right, so let me ask you something. I've never been a congressman. So what are the penalties in Congress for telling massive lies and being part of collusion and conspiracy, like I think an Adam Schiff and a Jerry Nadler? These guys never stop peddling the same lies again and again and again, and yet they're never penalized.
I know. It's just they should have to resign. I couldn't go back to my district if I was pulling off what they're pulling off. They obviously have different constituencies than I have. But I can tell you this, if I did what Hillary Clinton did with the classified information that I have access to, I'd be in jail right now. That is something that should not have been allowed to go on without a review by prosecutors in the Justice Department. And it was purely politics that she was not prosecuted for what she did. You know, for the last 6 years before this term, I was chairman of the Strategic Forces Subcommittee, which oversees our nuclear weapons, our missile defense, and our national security satellites. Most of what I did was classified. We were in a skiff all the time. I know exactly what the penalties are for disclosing classified information. It's a felony. And she was just allowed to do it. And she basically admitted on TV she did it. And she's not being prosecuted for it. I just don't understand that.
Well, you know, you bring up something very interesting. If I were Hillary Clinton and we did it, we were Republicans, if we were, straight white males and we did what Jussie Smollett did in Chicago and they dropped all charges and we committed a hate crime and tried to frame every black person in America as being a bad person. I mean, I can't imagine even doing such a thing, let alone getting away with it. If we were Hillary and we were involved in the Uranium One deal, if we were Obama and we used the IRS to try and destroy our political opponents. It seems like, Congressman Mike Rogers, Democrats get away with everything. Nobody ever investigates, or if they do, they whitewash it, pull it under the rug, and nobody ever gets charged, and they never have to pay for it. But if a Republican spits in the wind on the sidewalk, if a Republican goes 66 in a 65-mile-per-hour zone, you know, we have to spend $2 million on lawyers, bankrupt ourselves, our career is over, and we face spending 50 years in prison. I don't get it why there's two sets of laws in this country for Republicans and Democrats. Do you?
No, but everything you said is true. That's one of the things that came out of this Mueller probe and Trump's pushback is we have outed the FBI and the Justice Department for having a lot of political hacks in there that have been abusing their positions to do the things you just talked about. And I think the cover's been pulled back on that, and I don't think we're through with looking at those organizations and what we can do to make sure they don't abuse their posts.
All right, cool. Let's move on to one last topic, and then we'll say goodbye. I don't want to take too much time of a wonderful United States congressman who's fighting for the things I believe in. His name is Congressman Mike Rogers, and he is from Alabama, and he is proud of it. He's proud to be a Christian, a conservative, a father, a husband, and a small businessman. So he's my kind of guy, and I appreciate all those things, Mike. I really do.
Thank you.
And so here's my question. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I can't say her name without laughing because it's so absurd, came up with this Green New Deal, and they voted on it in the United States Senate yesterday, and the vote was 57-0 against. Not one Democrat was willing to go on the record as saying he or she is for it. Not one in the United States of America. So that brings me to my point. I think Trump's made only one mistake as president, right? He's been a fabulous president, and he's fighting, you know, like the movie 300. It's him against the world. And it's hard out there. But I thought that as great as his tax cut was, and look what it did for the American economy and American business and jobs, great stuff. But he didn't cut taxes much for individuals. I mean, I saw no tax cut. I know most people I know saw very little tiny tax cut. So why not have a part two to counter Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal? Why not we, Republicans, in the House and the Senate and the President, come up with a Green New Deal, Republican style, that's not about green as in the environment. It's about what the average person and the average small business person thinks about, which is keeping more of our own green money. A Green New Deal, which is part two, you cut the big corporations' taxes. Why are we not screaming for the highest mountains? If Trump's reelected in 20, we will cut individuals' taxes dramatically. We need a break as small business people and individuals. I think that would win the election.
That's exactly what he plans to do. He's talked to us about it. He plans to come back with just an individual tax cut. And by the way, everybody got a tax cut and tax reform. everybody's rates were cut. If you paid taxes, your rate was cut. But you're right. We would like to see a deeper cut for individuals, and he intends to have round two.
He intends
to offer it during this term. Now, it may not get passed because the Democrats want to raise taxes in the House, but it gives him an issue to go into the campaign with, saying, give me the House and Senate back and reelect me, and I'll give you round two of tax cuts.
Yeah,
he's talked with us about it. He's bringing it.
Trust me, Mike, I'm in the real world, and it was very, very, very small. And most of my friends really got nothing because there were other things that balanced against it, especially my buddies who live in, you know, who are small businessmen and huge Republicans, and they don't live in Alabama or where I live, Nevada. They live in California or New York. They got a huge increase because they couldn't deduct their state and local taxes. And I never disagreed with that idea. I think, that's putting the burden of big taxes on all of us. I don't live in California. Why should I pay for it? I get it, but I'm just telling you, if you're a businessman and you own five restaurants, in California, New York, you got a tiny tax cut and a giant tax raise, and it all balanced out to a slight raise. So my point is, I would now help the individuals, and I think we'll go on to a big victory in 2020, and I think we'll take back the House if
we
give people more of their own money, right?
That's exactly what we're planning to do.
All right, but just call it the Green. I'm telling you, call it the Republican Green.
That's a great idea.
And we'll laugh at them. We'll laugh at them. We'll mock them. They want to take away all our jobs and all our cows and all our cars, and we want to give them more. Your own money. So mention that to the leadership, please. We have a Green New Deal, all right? Green New Deal. You're a good man, Mike Rogers, Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama, small businessman and a great politician that we need 435 of you in the United States House. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Remember, there are 30-second delays.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to a very abbreviated version of the Wayne Allen Root television show on Newsmax TV. It'll be about a seven-minute TV show. Donald Trump, I'm going to have a conversation with you, Mr. President. You've interrupted my show? You got to be cognizant of when Wayne Root, your buddy's coming on the air. Come on, start your rallies a little earlier, end your speeches a little earlier, and make sure I get my air time. Welcome back to the show. I see the phone lines are lighting up. 833-WAR-TALK. We'll grab a few calls. 833-927-8255. Once again, 833-WAR-TALK. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Fordham Resources is the title sponsor of my national radio show, and they are also the sponsor of this TV show, and I love to talk about them because I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism. I love what capitalism has done for me, and Fordham Resources is an all-American story. Publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder, who will be on this show next week. We got Mark as a guest next week. He's a legend, an all-time Wall Street legend. He's an oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 a share stock, creating $15 billion in shareholder value, and this is his new baby, Fordham Resources. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half of the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the City of Gold mining property. It's about 180 square miles, which is just under nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges. Check them out. FTMR is their ticker symbol, FTMR. And you can visit Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-M, Fordham Resources, at FordhamResources.com. FTMR, ticker symbol, thank you for sponsoring the show. Donald Trump, by the way, the daily presidential tracking poll, he's at 50% approval. Congratulations, he just ended his big rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it was packed. Thousands and thousands of people waited since dawn. They waited an entire day to see him outside the elements. He is amazing. There's no one in the history of American politics that packs him in like Donald Trump. The stories he tells, what a great man and what a great response. And I think it tells you the Midwest is going to belong to Donald Trump all over again. All these seven little losers at the Democratic Party. Is it seven? It might be 12. I don't know. However many have declared. Biden and Beto and Kamala Harris and who else is there? I can't even remember them all. Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and Gillibrand of New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. They're all losers. They can't get 12 people in a phone booth. Donald Trump brings in 10,000, 20,000. He's the most amazing showman in the history of American politics. All right, we'll grab a few calls to end the show. We've got Sam. Sam is on the line. Line two, he says he's a small business owner. Hey, Sam, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
First time calling. I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Where are you calling from, Sam?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas. You're local. Very good.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I heard you talking to the congressman ago, talking about small business owners not standing up and being becoming congressman. And we need 450.
Yes, Sam, I'm starting to lose you. Are you on speakerphone? Make sure you're talking firmly into the phone because you're obviously on cell phone.
Yeah.
Get off speaker. Make sure you talk firmly now. There we go. Better.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better. Go ahead. What's your topic tonight?
Well, I was just saying, I heard you talking about small business owners becoming congressmen. And incidentally, just yesterday, I filed my FEC form to throw my hat in the ring for Congress out here in Nevada.
As a Republican?
Owner.
As a Republican?
I'm absolutely a Republican. Absolutely.
All right. Good.
And
what's going to be the foundation of your run? Tell me what makes you different than all the other candidates, Sam.
Conservative leadership. I'm not going to stand on stage and tell people how I'm going to spend their money. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to save it.
All right.
One of the biggest problems in our country right now, in my opinion, I mean, there's lots of them, but one of the biggest is our deficit. And if we don't get it under control, we're going in a really bad direction. So,
all right. So tell me quickly, what business are you in? When you're a small businessman, what have you done in your career?
Yeah. So I like to call it risk management, but I own a couple of insurance agencies. Prior to that, I'm a retired military officer. I've spent time in Iraq, Afghanistan, and a number of other places. And it's just the country that we're fighting for is going in the wrong direction. We need people to stand up. I spent a long time waiting for somebody to stand up, and I realized that it's
got to be you.
I got to do it.
All right, impressive background, impressive resume. What's your full name, Sam?
Samuel Peters.
Samuel Peters. I'll be keeping my eye on you, Sam. I'll be keeping my eye on you.
If you're at the Lincoln Day Dinner, I'll see you there.
I will be there. I'll be sitting right on the dais. I'll see you there. Thanks, Sam.
Right on.
All right. We got one more caller. We have enough time, Chris? No? We're running out of time? That's it? Well, this is what you call an abbreviated show. this is just a tiny little final segment of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. All the stuff I didn't get to, all the news, here it is. I didn't get to it. I'll add all the new stuff tomorrow and all of this. We'll have a lot to talk about. But I'll tell you one thing. The Democrats are on the run. We got them on the run. Rand Paul, an old friend of mine, United States Senator, Kentucky, is a really brave guy. He's standing up and saying, Obama's in the middle of all this. Let's go after Obama. Let's find out what Obama knew and when he knew it. And I think that's an interesting angle to pursue. You all of you know how I feel about Barack Obama. Pure evil. Terrible person. Really good at hiding it. The stealth communist president of the United States. Just like Rashida Tlaib. Just like Ilhan Omar. Just like Ocasio-Cortez. Terrible, terrible person. Extreme left, 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 out and left. Feel, but he was so much better at hiding it than all of them. They tell you the truth. He was hiding it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is Obama the one who ordered the spying on Trump? I'm betting yes. God bless. See you tomorrow night.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.